Good morning. Well, that's pretty loud. Okay, I'll back off. My name is Tung Nguyen. I'm chair of the President's Advisory Commission on Asian American Pacific Islanders. I would like to welcome you to this session on AAPIs and aging. Before we get started, I want to thank the AAPI caucus and Elena Ong in particular for putting the session together. So please give her and the caucus a big round of applause. Just a couple of preliminary comments. As a primary care physician who works in San Francisco, I see older Asian patients deal with a lot of issues, poverty in particular, social isolation, limited functionality, and memory loss. They and their families have trouble finding culturally appropriate social services, and it's also, as a provider, it's a great challenge to find the scientific information and the resources to help them. Last week, the Annals of Internal Medicine published a paper on the cost of care in the last 5 years of life. And dementia, one of the most common conditions in aging, costs about twice as much as cancer. So that's the first big important thing about the impact of the kind of work we're talking about. But also, a lot of that additional cost is actually not borne by the healthcare system. It's actually borne by families and people around the older people. And as we know, Asian Americans, designers in general, have a strong family culture. So our young people are also bearing the burden of this. On a personal note, tomorrow, my family is actually moving my mother into a memory care unit after 10 years of trying to take care of her at home. So I understand actually the cost of taking care, both financially, emotionally, and otherwise, of taking care of older patients who don't speak English very well. The genesis of this meeting began in May when the commission met in D.C. for AAPI Heritage Month. The commissioners working on these issues felt that there was so much that needed to be done about aging in this population. So besides being very informative, I know that the presenters that we helped put together here today will inspire you all to tackle this highly significant issue that touches all of us either directly or indirectly. So to get the meeting started, I will introduce our moderator, Mr. Richard Louie. Mr. Louie is a journalist and news anchor for MSNBC and NBC News. And before that, at CNN Worldwide, he became the first Asian-American male to anchor a daily national cable news show in the United States. His reporting has been focused on politics, and he has covered every national election since 2004, and I'm assuming this next one, too, maybe. Mr. Louie contributes to the columnists for multiple news outlets, including USA Today, Politico, Huffington Post, and others. I think unique about Richard's work is that he's done a lot of community work and work in terms of policy as well. He's part of the White House Leaders Forum, a policy fellow at UC Riverside, a United Nations spokesperson, a U.S. State Department traveling speaker, an ambassador for various non-government organizations. He's also received civil rights awards from organizations such as the National Education Association, Asian Americans Advancing Justice, the Asian American Journalists Association, and OCA. So please welcome Richard Louie.